Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at Murph's right here at the Cobb Galleria. Fans hanging out. Get ready for tonight's All-Star game.
Can I just tell the listeners what just happened?
Of course.
So we're going to talk to Tennessee Vol Bryson Eason. Looks about 5:20, live from SEC Media Days down the street in the city. So I was talking today to Dave. I want to make sure I get the name right to look up his stats. And I go, so we got Bryson Eason from UT? And Carl goes, there's only one UT.
It's true.
And I'm like, whoa, it's football time in Tennessee.
It's football
in his
time.
World, it's only football time in Texas.
Yeah, actually, it was more like you were like UT, and he was like Tennessee. UT, right? Tennessee.
So I got to tell you.
They've stepped on the toes of Sark today.
By the way, if you're listening this year, this is going to be my theme to put more hype and more pressure on Texas, who's replaced their offensive line. Because every time Carl and I have a college expert on, I'm going to go, this is the year Sark's got to win it all, right? Or he's never going to win one.
It's true. It's true. We do. We do say that.
So stay tuned for that.
Oh, man. And by the way, this kid's really good. Dog fans, he played in all the games last year. We actually want to ask him, too, about a guy that we're about to get familiar with that was his teammate last year. We're going to get to all of that in about 15 minutes here at Murph's. Again, All-Star game tonight. SEC Media Day is going on. We will get into all of that. But we are also counting down to the start of training camp. And again, reminder, the 24th, first day of Falcons training camp, we'll be up there, bring you live interviews. We're going to do the show from Hooters. We call it the Taj Mahal Hooters up there at the Mall of Georgia and inviting you guys to come out and hang out with us from 2 to 6. But Mike, a couple of Falcon news notes, a couple of things, all right? And as we get closer to camp and we start to get these storylines, because there's a lot of things right now we just don't know. But our buddy Josh Kendall from The Athletics believes Caden Ellis is going to have a breakout season. Didn't you feel like he had a breakout season last year? Did you feel that way with
Caden Ellis? I just thought he wasn't used right until they got Jimmy Lake out of there,
or at
least relieved him of the defensive play calling, because it just seemed like, the secondary was still a shambles. But when Raheem got involved, it just seems like Caden was getting walked up to the line more.
Yep.
And look, this guy had 7 sacks, his last year with the Saints before he came here. We know what he's capable of. It just didn't seem to happen on a regular basis for us.
He totaled 16 sacks over the last 3 seasons. So that's the 2 here, and obviously the 7 that Mike's talking about with the Saints before coming over, and then leads the NFL in pressure percentage during that time period, hurrying the quarterback 26.3% of the time that he rushes the passer. Here's the thing. If you add this to on top of what we hope we get pressure off the edge now with all these different guys, then, our sack numbers are going to go up. It's not just about Caden Ellis, but I felt like last year, when you talk about leading the team in tackles, I thought he had a really good year. The problem was the defense as a whole wasn't any good, so he didn't get a lot of love.
Right. And look, the dude, and if you ever hear us speak with Cade, he's one of those leaders. He's a leader on that team.
He is.
And certainly he will hopefully – reap the benefits of our new look defensive front. I know we're a 3-4 with 4-3 tendencies.
True.
But seeing how James Pierce and Jalen Walker, Onyemata, along certainly with Rook Arororo, I think Rook's going to be a big part of this. But if Rook is the guy who can – see, to me, he's almost the guy who's got to take a bigger leap than anybody else on this team.
Well, the D-line's got to be studs.
Because that keeps the offensive line off of Caden Ellis, and he's clean to make plays.
Yeah, the D-line's got to be studs. Now tell me what's grinding your gears, because the Falcons announced throwback uniforms that they're going to wear October 13th against the Bills, December 11th at the Bucs, and December 29th against the Rams.
Right.
What's the problem?
Because our uniforms suck. Because Nike gave us crap uniforms in 2020. It's like literally somebody got an Etch-A-Sketch out, spent about 2 minutes, done. You know what I mean? It just, to me, it was just like they mailed it in. They mailed it. You know me. I got a mean on for Nike. I think they steal money on a lot of things. I would love to see us go to the red helmets with the gold stripe, because the old original helmet was a tribute to both Georgia and Georgia Tech. But the red helmets, the black jerseys, the white breeches with the piping, that pops. For me, I'd make that our Falcons uniform. I think, you know, there's a couple of the Dolphin fans would love to get to go back to the old school unis.
So you don't like the black?
I look, black. You can have an alternate. Make the alternate the old black on black. You know, we wore those in the 2000s with Mike Vick.
We did.
Or the black with silver from the 98 and the bomb squad. But I just think the retro combination, to me, is the best Falcons uniform.
All right, so you don't like the fact that we're only wearing these three times. You would prefer to have them entire season.
Every single home game. I think they should petition the NFL, make that our new duds. And again, I just think Nike, the gradient uniform, I know you liked that for a minute.
That was the one I liked.
But it's just, Nike just did the bare minimum on those. Like, remember the Jets with the New York? It's just crap. It's just like, come on. Let's reimagine some of the coolness of the old stuff and find a way to incorporate that in today's. I think that's what they do with our version of the retro.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. We want to hear from you because it is interesting. And one other Falcon news note, we're going to talk to Tennessee Vol coming up here in just a second as he's getting ready down there at SEC Media Days. He's going to be at the table here. But one other news note, Mike, Falcons, they keep talking about unlocking Kyle Pitts, and the tight ends coach, Kevin Coger, came out and said, Kyle, you put it on tape. That's the mistake you've made. You've shown that you can do it. And now everybody knows, and this was in an interview with our friend Marie Martin. You were just talking about.
I love this quote. I love this quote.
So this is just interesting because he's saying now everybody has seen what you're capable of. You can't hide anymore, right? You can't say, well, he's not capable of doing that. Oh, he can't have 1,000 yards. So that's coming from the tight ends coach. And again, an interview with Marie Martin. But this is, again, we're going into another camp with expectations of what Kyle Pitts is going to be.
But right, you've shown us some good, you've shown us some bad, and this is a contract year, and after we found out what those Jets just played Garrett Wilson, knowing what Drake London's going to get on his next deal, there's not going to be much money for Kyle Pitts, if I'm honest. There's going to be higher priorities like him, Bijan Robinson.
SEC Media Days, that's going on down there at the College Hall of Fame, and we are about to speak with Bryson Eason. He is a stud for Tennessee, big defensive lineman. He's been there. And, Bryson, we appreciate you jumping on with us, man, because, you know, there's a lot going on today. It's been busy, man. How are you handling it, by the way? How's SEC Media Days been for you? A lot of interviews, any dumb questions today?
No, sir, I haven't had a dumb question yet, but just a lot of repetitive ones, more so.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give you some dumb questions right here.
You've come to the right place.
Yes,
Bryson, you've been at Tennessee, man. You played all last season. And I heard you say today, like, there's nothing we can do about last season. We're moving forward. But let's be real. Everybody wants to know what moving forward looks like without Nico Iamaleava at quarterback. Dude, what was that like when you guys realized Coach was letting this guy go? Like, he came in and the news broke. Were you shocked, surprised? And then what did the fellas do?
I was more shocked. I mean, I was both, you know, shocked and surprised. I thought Nico was, you know, our franchise type of guy, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It really shocked and surprised us, but it also led me to respect my coach more when he put out the other statement that nobody is bigger than the program, and that just is what it is, and he stood on that. So, it shows a lot about his character and who he is as a person and as a man. So, it was difficult, you know what I'm saying, to receive that news and, you know what I'm saying, hear that out about somebody you care for and that was your guy. But, like, you know, sometimes you just got to do what's best for the team. You can't sacrifice one for the whole team. So, you know, the guys in the room or the guys on the team are motivated and we feel like we got something to prove, you know what I mean, with a right. Huge chip on our shoulder.
Bryson, it's such a weird world for college football fans. You guys are living it where you're almost like a semi-professional now. Heck, you are a professional. If somebody comes to you more money, do you have to really think about it with you and your family, or you feel that Tennessee was always the best fit for you?
For me personally, I feel like it's not. It. I didn't come in college, you know, getting NIL and stuff. So it was never just about money to me. It was just about having a huge opportunity to grasp what I always wanted in life, which was to play football at the highest level. And I feel like Tennessee gives me that best chance to do so. So that's why I feel like it's a huge reason me and some other guys, you know, chose to stick around. And when it comes to money, you know what I'm saying? Money, don't get me wrong, everybody loves some money in that, but like,
yes, sir.
You can't let it just, you know what I'm saying, what's the word, motivate every decision right. that you make, you know what I'm saying? Can't be money motivated at all times on certain stuff. So I just feel like, you know, Tennessee is a great place to get developed in and become a great football player.
The fan base is incredible, man. Talk a little bit about that. We always have these conversations. By the way, Bryson Eason joining us. He appeared in all 13 games last year for the Vols, 24 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, including the college football playoff berth. Remember, Tennessee got in. But the fan base, man, like what's that mean? Like, you know, I'm guessing you walk down the street in Knoxville, like, everybody knows. It's just one of those things. Like, you don't get that everywhere, Bryson. You don't you don't get that at all these college towns the way it is there in Knoxville.
Yeah, man, the supporters that the Tennessee school and program has is amazing. You know what I'm saying? They come out and show you mad love, you know, show you mad respect and a lot of things like that. But they also are very real and brutally honest with you. You know what I'm saying? If you playing like dog doo-doo, then they gonna let they can. So, you know, I love all the supporters, and I appreciate them for keeping it real and supporting us through no matter what. You know what I mean? So you need somebody in your corner like that to keep it real with you and love you through whatever. So I appreciate our supporters for sure.
Right on. Bryson Eason with us, guys, from the Tennessee Vols, defensive lineman, a senior. he's talking to us live from down at the College Football Hall of Fame. We'll be there tomorrow, by
yes,
the
sir.
Way. Duke's Bell up here on the north side of town for the All-Star game at Murph's. Hey, Bryson, I'll ask you to be a talent evaluator. What are we getting as Falcon fans with James Pierce Jr.?
Man, somebody who is going to disrupt the edge and disrupt the quarterback. He's got a lightning speed get off. Real physical, not afraid to put his head in them trenches, you know what I'm saying? Has a huge bag when it comes to, like, pass rush moves and a great locker room guy. There's been a lot of rumors that I've seen about my guy James Pierce, but he's a great dude, great guy, you know what I'm saying? Very passionate about the game, loves the game to a T, very smart when it comes to the game, you know what I'm saying? So he's going to be a true professional and a true game wrecker when his time comes, and I know it's coming soon. I'm expecting for him to make a huge impact his rookie year and get some sacks and get some TFLs and just be a huge guy to help Atlanta Falcons have a winning season.
Bryson, that is a ringing endorsement for James Pierce, who, brother, we've heard when the draft went down, there were a lot of questions about, you know, you hear this word, right, character. What does that mean? Is he a bad dude? Does he not show up for meetings? Like, and what you're saying is, look, when it comes to game time, this dude shows up, and that's what you're telling us. He's a performer. He's a player.
Correct. That's exactly what he is. And even throughout the week, man, he practices hard. You know what I'm saying? He might get into a scuffle with the scout team line because he just feel like they're not giving him the best look to work a move he know he got to use this week. So he's not a bad guy at all. You know, they can say what they want, but I played with him for a couple of years. Well, 3 years, actually. He's a great dude, prepares well, just real, got a real passion, real love for the game, and he just don't take it lightly. So I got a lot of respect for James Pierce.
Bryson Eason, man, we wish you nothing but the best. Tell me what the message is. What's Josh Heupel telling you guys? What's the message for this Tennessee squad this year that we're going to be watching?
Man, got to be where your feet at. We right here and we right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the message I'm sending. We right here right now. So, yeah.
Okay, all good. Well, good luck to you, brother. Appreciate you stopping by the show, man, and hope you've enjoyed the time. And I know you're going to be back on that PJ here in a minute having shrimp and cocktails.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Y'all. Have a good one.
All right,
best
man.
Best of luck, man.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, they do fly in on the private charter, and they get back up to Knoxville. And well, not to make fat jokes, we know Josh is going to take – now, will he stop at Arby's like Spurrier used to all the time in Hoover, Alabama?
It's true. I don't know, man. Like, my friends, the few that I have, they use that PJ. And the first time they said it, I said, what are y'all talking about? Peanut butter and jelly? They said, no, private jet. I said, oh, okay, that's another level. I'm right. not used to saying that in my vocabulary. Right. That is one perspective we have not heard Falcon fans, I hope you heard that. From a teammate.
We talk so much about where does this information start? How does like a little kernel of something turn into a tree that all of a sudden people are banking on that James Pierce Jr. falls to 27? Because the story was, does he love football? Remember, we heard that. Does he love football? That came up time and time again. He just told you, game wrecker, set of tools, energy, was a leader on that team and a great teammate. Cool to get that.
Man, I hope so. I hope so, Mike. Mm. That means we got it right. Hey, coming up, we got to talk more football with our man Mike Griffin from Dog Nation. He's next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike, let's recap your experience last night as you were there at the Home Run Derby. Matt Olson put on a show. I thought he showed well. Unfortunately, he doesn't win it. But you know what? At the end of the day, man, we just said, look, have a good outing. He did that. You said it. If it was Ronald Acuna, we would have probably had a little bit more vibe to it.
The roof would have come off if Ronald was kind of doing some of the things that O'Neill Cruz was doing.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, you know, Cal Raleigh just put on a show, and we all figured he was going to win. We predicted it at the end of yesterday. But to be sitting where I was, last section on the field level on 10, right to the right of the foul pole, seeing the trajectory of these balls, just you just rarely see them travel that far. Ronald Acuna's reaction to the 513-foot shot by O'Neill Cruz, which goes past the racetrack sign and out and actually hits one of the buildings across from the Omni. I think, I want to say it cracked a window.
Yeah.
But it was unbelievable because Ronald is like, holy moly. And you're watching these things, the trajectory. Some of these were arcing. Some were landing. Some were, I mean, I can, like, two dozen going over the roof of the chop house and just seeing it was really amazing. So that was great. Got the show you were expecting. The one guy, and I said earlier, not to bang on him, he did have 17 home runs at the break, but Jazz Chisholm seemed like he was in the wrong contest, man.
Yeah, he didn't. You got one
for talking jive being that one. He's always running his mouth.
Look, it's about the feel, right? These guys, sometimes you get hot in the moment, and then you don't. And he didn't feel like he had it at all last night. I totally agree. Tonight is the All-Star game, guys. We've been talking about it. Mike mentioned this, and look, it is what it is. And I had a guy hit me up, and he was like, man, you guys are being Debbie Downers. No, we're telling you the truth. If we had six or seven guys on this All-Star team that were vibing or representing the Braves, this would feel different. It would also feel different if we were in first place in our division.
Right. It's also, think about the 22 when you're watching on TV when Snicker's managing because we won the World Series, where you could stack it with your guys.
That's right.
You know, because Carl's been bemoaning the fact that Shohei Ohtani is going to be leading off and
how
Dave Roberts is not going to give it to the hometown kid, Ronald Acuña.
Come on. Okay, listen, I don't understand this. And look, it may not mean anything at the end of the night. You know, Ronald Acuña may ball out. But if you really want to get this thing popping, let Ronald Acuña lead off. Let him be the guy to get this party started. Mike, can you imagine Ronald Acuña? And then he comes up, first at bat,
right?
Goes deep. I mean, come on. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, Scooble on the mound from Detroit.
He's legit.
Man, and I was telling, Carl, these moments you get. Now, once you get into the backups, the casual fan has no idea who's playing. But when you've got Paul Skenes thrown to Aaron Judge for a potential strikeout of the side, or Aaron Judge, you know, hitting the Comcast building.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's something.
The top of the Comcast.
And that's like,
building.
I get it. The veterans, once they've established their brand, basically the home run derby is like the slam dunk contest. It sucks that guys like Aaron Judge are in it.
Yeah.
But that's his prerogative. But that's the kind of thing we're looking to see tonight. But again, when you've got everybody throwing 99 plus, runs are at a premium in a game
like this. No, they are. And this is what you want to see. The thing that I always loved about the All-Star game, it wasn't the hitters. It was, could the best hitters get a hit off of these best pitchers? Because the unique thing about this is you're not going through this lineup two or three times. So a guy gets an inning, Mike, and you face – these guys face off, you're getting his best stuff. He may only throw 15, 20 pitches at the most. You're going to get his best stuff. And I was always curious about whether the best hitters were going to be able to hit the best hitters, or pitchers, should I say. And that game plays out. It's a cat-and-mouse game. 404-726-0929. But we got you covered here on 92.9 The Game, bringing you all the action and all the latest with the All-Star game. By the way, Braves then get some downtime until the end of the week, right? Well, I mean, just a day or so here before Friday. And the Yankees come in. But somebody said, I was going to the restroom here at Murph's. We're live at Cobb Galleria, and a guy said to me, he goes, what do you think they'll do in the second half? Well, first of all, are we buyers or are we sellers?
Well, you're 9.5 in the wild card. Do you feel this? See, the thing is right now, you'd have to go get two starting pitchers, and you still got to, potentially, think about, a number more bullpen help. You got to figure out your Iglesias situation. Who's closer?
That's right.
So you've got to get three pieces. And as I tell Braves fans all the time, not trying to be, again, not to be Debbie Downer, but there's four or five teams better than us in the National League. The Mets are not just going to sit there and think this is their roster. Mets are going to go do something,
Because they're in it.
And the Phillies are going to do something, too, because they're trying to catch the Mets. And the Mets seems like they're lull. It seems like they kind of righted the ship. And then, of course, there's this arms race in the West between the Giants, Padres, and Dodgers.
Which are the three best teams, I think. But that division is up for grabs. As good as the Dodgers have been, the Padres could get hot and win that division.
No fan out there in his car wants to hear us say, Braves got to throw up the white flag. Because, from Terry McGuirk to Alex Anthopoulos, they know once kids are back in school and this team's, quit because they don't have the athletes, other than the hardcore fans who want to see the guys coming up from AA, not going to work. So they've never had to do this since, 2017? As long as the Braves have been good, the Falcons haven't won a playoff game.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been.
Well, hopefully, the Falcons do get to a playoff game, and maybe the Braves can turn things around. I just lost all hope. I said to you guys last week, I'm done giving you false hope when it comes to what this season is going to play out to be. I'm going to enjoy the All-Star game tonight. I hope my man Acuña balls out. I hope Matt Olson gets a couple of knocks, and the guys that are representing our team play well. But when we get to Friday and the Yankees come into town and we're talking about, hey, we got, 70-some-odd games left or whatever it is to the end of the season, I cannot sit here and give you false hope that, hey, all of a sudden we're going to, be a team that wins, our next 40 games over the next 70-some-odd games.
Right.
I don't believe that. Just not who we've been this season.
And speaking of the All-Star game tonight, our friend Maria Martin talking with Freddie Freeman. and asking Freddie about Matt Olson, following in Freddie's footsteps. He's asking, what does it feel like? He goes, hey, he's doing just fine. There's no comparison. He's hitting way more home runs than me. Let Matt Olson be Matt Olson. He's doing a wonderful job. So class act for Freddie Freeman. You shouldn't expect nothing less.
No, but you and I both know.
By the way, I was just texting with Mark Bowman from MLB. Mark likes to have fun tongue-in-cheek. A lot of baseball fans don't speak tongue-in-cheek. They're very literal people. But I did a bit, and again, I was joking around with Carl, and I said if I could do one of those memes where I could put the do-rag on Freddie's head and put a cigarette butt hanging out, but I don't have those skills. Yes, Freddie was classy. He was going to say, hey, I'm a clutch mofo with two rings, World Series MVP, and doing it solo shots over here.
Yes.
But that's kind of what it does.
That's what it happens.
Look, and Freddie is he's clutch. Matt is a better defender. But, you know, Freddie's miles behind him. And I would still think most Braves fans, in hindsight, and I've always put up my hand and said, look, had I known what I know now, I would not have been saying, yes, the team should say, screw that 6 year. No, give him that 6 year. Because he's just a more clutch player. And he's a leader in this team. And you and I have asked about leadership for 3 years on this squad.
Yeah. And the thing about Freddie is, and I'm always amazed at how guys go to other teams and then they fall off. There's been zero fall off. And he went to a much more talented team mm-hmm. than he had here. What I mean is, Freddie could have gone to L.A. and not given as much because the team and the guys around him are so good. Mike, he went there and elevated them.
Right.
So he's a hell of a player, man. And like I said, tonight I expect him to be a little bit emotional because we all have a special place in our hearts for Freddie. I don't care how many chips he wins with L.A., he's a Brave. And that's how I see him. It's like right. I see Smoltz and Maddox, all the – they're Braves. Right. I don't care what they went other places and play. I don't care.
And you were joking around last week when I was on vacay, but yeah, I think when they do the introductions, he's on the first baseline. I think we'll see a tear. I think we'll get something in his eyeball.
I do too.
Hey, Kirby Smart this day at the SEC Media Days basically saying, if you want the money, go get the money. We want someone who wants to get coached up. Well, they've lost two big recruits in one day.
Yeah, and we're going to
tell you. Another one just dropped.
Well, we're going to tell you about it. And our buddy Mike Griffith from The Athletic is going to join us. We're going to recap today what Kirby said, what Gunnar Stockton said, right. And all
hey,
the
by
Georgia
the way,
things.
You and I have done two of those Freudian slips. Let's hope he is Stetson Bennett.
Well, if he is, then they're back on their way.
Right.
But Stetson, he was clutch. I can't say that about Gunnar Stockton yet. All right, stay there. We'll get you caught up on SEC Media Days next.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates.
From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's head back down to SEC Media Days. Mike and I will be down there live tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock from the College Football Hall of Fame. And we'll be bringing you all the latest guests, coaches, players, etc. as we get past the All-Star Game. Today we are at Cobb Galleria, guys, at Murph's. But we got to talk to our buddy Mike Griffith, who's been covering this the last few days down there, kind of getting a recap. Today was a big day because Kirby spoke. We heard from Georgia quarterback Gunnar Stockton. Mike, let's get your perspective, because Mike and I have been talking about this whole notion. Kirby, he was answering questions. He just didn't come out and say it. But this NIL thing, and he was like, look, I'm trying to build relationships. We're trying to handle this in a different way than just hand out bags. But yet my partner, Mike Bell, says, look, you just lost out on two big-time players.
Yeah, you know, you go up against Texas, it's tough, right? And certainly Texas planting the recruiting flag in Atlanta today with that announcement of the number one player in the state headed to Texas commitment-wise. But, you know, look, Georgia's won their recruiting battles as well, and that's a position they're well stocked at. But still, you know, you can't help but notice Texas' impact on the SEC and in college football. I mean, resources is the name of the game, and we know that programs like Texas and the Ohio State have those financial resources at their disposal. It certainly made an impact for the Buckeyes last year when you look at their roster and you see a guy like Caleb Downs helping them win a national title, and Quinshon Judkins, the former SEC rushing champ, and Kansas State quarterback under center for him. You know, it's a new game, and, you know, Kirby's doing what he can, you know, to maintain that continuity and do it with the guys that signed up with Georgia. And he's had to turn to the portal as well. And at the same time, he's going to continue to recruit strong. They got the top-ranked class. It's a real challenge to navigate the choppy waters and do things the quote-unquote right way, maintain right. A chemistry and a continuity in the program, and that's what he's up against. And, you know, last year he won an SEC title, and, you know, who knows if Carson Beck doesn't go down what happens. But, right. You know, he's dealt a new hand this year. A lot of turnover, a lot of newness, and a heck of a schedule.
Hey, I mean, he had to overcome adversity a couple of years back. It wasn't like he had the perfect team, but maybe we're a prisoner of, I don't know, the time machine. We're looking back and saying, it just seemed like they kicked butt. Yeah, they did beat Ohio State, but Marvin Harrison got knocked out, and they did lose to Alabama, beat him in the rematch. But it just seems like the margin, I guess the point I'm making, Mike, is such a fine line now. And the depth that he seemed to have those years, it's just unattainable now because kids won't wait to play.
No, that's a fact. I mean, you know, a guy like Quay Walker that stuck around, you know, 3 or 4 years to get on the field, a guy like Kenny McIntyre, you know, these were difference maker guys that Georgia was able to keep and develop in the program. And you're not able to keep as many of those guys now as you were in the past because of, you know, the potential NIL inducements at other schools and, you know, kids wanting to secure some money, make a little money in college. There's no guarantees in the NFL. Obviously, injuries can happen at any point, even if you've got an insurance policy. It's just, it's the nature of the game. And now it's going to be up to Kirby to come up with a new model. You know, Kirby perfected the college football playoff model. No other program won back-to-back championships in the playoff era, which was, we felt there was probably more parity there than ever before. Right. And now we've gone even deeper. You know, we look at the SEC last year and we look at how deep and the volume of talent at all the schools. The NFL drafts told us that for years, but now it seems to be a little bit more spread evenly among the schools where, you know, you play Mississippi State. That's not an off week. You know, they played at Arizona State, the Big 12 champ, right. Lost by a touchdown on the road. They threw for 300 yards, lost by 10 between the hedges. They're one score down at Texas on the final play of the third quarter. That's an 0-8 team in the league. And, you know, there's no other league in the country that has that level of depth. And, you know, Lane Kiffin pointed out, you know, yesterday, and he certainly suffered from it. You play a team not that good. You play them at their place. I mean, heck, you know, Georgia won by 1 point in Lexington. Ole Miss lost on the road to Florida, essentially cost them a playoff spot against a Gators team that, you know, had struggled earlier in the year. So the parity is taking its toll in the SEC in terms of, you know, how that affects the postseason. Used to be the only two teams play for a title. You know, you survive, get there. Now you got a 12-team field where, you know, we had a fourth-place team from the Big Ten that lost by double digits in their final regular season game. Not only make the playoffs, but host a first-round playoff game.
Yeah, that doesn't feel right. That's the rules they've changed since. Mm. Mike Griffith, our guest guys from Dog Nation, tell me what your take on this Hugh Freeze thing, man, and the golf and all of this and how they're doing recruiting-wise. I mean, is this real? Is it perceived? What's the deal?
You know, Hugh is by far and away the biggest question mark in the SEC. I mean, look, this guy has proven before he can coach. You know, he was successful at Ole Miss at a place that, you know, nobody'd reached. Like, beat Alabama while he's beat Nick Saban while he was there. I mean, he got talent. He did what he had to do. Say what you want about it. Everybody was doing it. But he got it done. You know, then he, you know, played Georgia within a touchdown 2 years ago. If not for Brock Bowers, transformational, one-of-a-kind athlete, Georgia does not beat Auburn 2 years ago on the road. They're going to lose to that Auburn team on the road in Jordan-Hare Stadium if not for – and Brock Bowers ain't coming out that tunnel this year when the Bulldogs go down there to Jordan-Hare Stadium for that night game. And, you know, the big question is, does Hugh Freeze still got his fastball? You know, it's almost like the equivalent of a guy coming back from Tommy John surgery. Can Hugh Freeze get his fastball back? Is he ingenious? Or is he done? And I think this year will tell that tale.
We are talking with Mike Griffith, guys, from the AJC and Dog Nation here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Live at Murph's, man. Get ready for the All-Star game. So, Mike, we talked earlier about, and Carlos says, Brian Kelly, hot seat there. The thing is, you buy out a team, you basically got to buy out all the kids who are going to leave once the coach gets fired. But Brian Kelly hasn't won an opening game. He's got to go to the other Death Valley. And it just seems like, really, it's all about how well Nussmeier just becomes the man.
Yeah, you know, LSU's an interesting team, and I don't know about the hot seat. I know LSU fans are impatient, and, you know, we've seen other coaches win national championships there, a few of them. Same time, they weren't in the same SEC that Brian Kelly is in. You know, the guy got his team to the SEC championship game his first year. He's produced a Heisman Trophy winner, and he seems to be on the, you know, brink of a pretty good season with this portal class. I mean, we're talking about Notre Dame's winning his head coach. And he did it in an era when Notre Dame, you know, maybe wasn't as liberal with the kind of guys that they were recruiting and getting into school as they are now, in my opinion. You know, Brian Kelly's got a pretty good coaching background if you look at what he did at Grand Valley State. I think he's a good coach. He's a bit pompous. You know, maybe not the most likable guy in the room. Certainly he doesn't have any Southern charm to speak of and no longer pretends to, thank goodness.
But the
guy's a good coach. I mean, he almost beat Georgia with Notre Dame in 2019 if it wasn't for just a hellacious crowd that, you know, forced six false starts. I mean, Notre Dame might have pulled off an incredible upset in Sanford Stadium in 2019. So I think the guy can coach. I don't know about a hot seat because there's always the question, you know, if you want to fire a guy, it's one thing, but who are you going to hire? Who's more qualified out there than Brian Kelly to you know, oversee a program? I don't know the answer to that question. So hot seat seems strong, but at the same time, it is a volatile job, and there are high expectations in Baton Rouge.
Speaking of expectations, what about Sark? He's here today. I know Arch Manning spoke to the media, had a big, you know, gathering around him. I've seen the pictures, and you know, it's interesting. He comes into the season with, I think, more pressure on him than we've seen any SEC quarterback have in a very long time, just because of his name.
Yeah, but you know what? Manning's built for it. You know, having, you know, been around Peyton and watched how Eli handled the New York media, and you know, he's football royalty, and you know, he's somewhat insulated by the amount of talent that Sark puts around him. He seemed to handle the moment really well today. Didn't seem flustered or put. Look, I think he's bulletproof when it comes to the media. I just don't see the pressure getting to him. You know, like it might someone else that wasn't equipped or accustomed. You know, to being able to handle the media. I think he does a good job with that. I think the real pressure comes you know, when he's on the run in the SEC and he's being chased down by a linebacker. We saw that last year when Georgia went into Austin and you know, knocked the ball loose and shook him up pretty good in the second quarter. He wasn't ready for the moment. The guy's 21 years old, though, and, you know, he looks like a thoroughbred. He's built like a, you know, prototypical quarterback. He's got field vision. He's got incredible arm talent. He's athletic. But you're right. Putting it together is another matter, and they got open on the road in Columbus, Ohio, against Ohio State. It's not going to be a pushover game. Now, I will say this. You know, last year we looked at the schedule and we said, wow, boy, did Texas get, you know, dealt a pretty good hand. And, you know, people are going, well, you know, this year they got to come to Sanford Stadium. Yeah, but did you notice they have a bye week before that game?
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah, and on top of that, two L's last year. The motivation is there. I don't know how much better they're going to be. I think from a talent standpoint, both teams are equal. I've always just given the edge to Kirby. That's why I like Georgia when they played them in Austin, and I liked them in the SEC championship game because I think Kirby has that edge. Let's talk about tomorrow before we let you go because we're going to be down there. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see you, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation, guys. Alabama, Kalen DeBoer. Okay, they weren't in the playoff last year. What does he say tomorrow? He's not bringing his quarterback either.
Nearly lost four games last year.
And then Billy Napier, who, you know, was dead like the Undertaker and came to life, he's there tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be interesting Wednesday at SEC Media Days, Mike.
Boy, it really is. And listen, you know, I got a little sneak preview of these guys at the SEC spring meetings. And, you know, DeBoer is a really likable guy. It is really hard not to like this guy. I think he's very grounded. I think he's very modest. I think he's very driven. I think he's a good football coach. But nobody was going to step into those shoes. And you know, let's face it. I mean, Nick Saban didn't exactly do Alabama any favors when it came to player relation. I mean, player retention, I should say. I mean, they lost their center. They lost their best defensive player. They lost their best receiver. I mean, that was going to be a tough job for anybody, and Alabama had a heck of a schedule, too. And, no, by the way, DeBoer did beat Kirby Smart in Georgia. That was a big win. Now, yes, losing by three touchdowns to Oklahoma and, you know, losing to Vanderbilt. I mean, you know, the bowl game was, you know, an abomination. Didn't finish the way anybody wanted. But, listen, he's got Grubb coming back in as offensive coordinator. We know how important it is for these coaches when they, you know, kind of like Fulmer and David Cutcliffe, you know, they just made good music together, right? And so that's going to be an advantage, and it's year two of a new culture. And so let's see how Alabama comes out. All reports I've gotten is that it's going to be a pretty strong team. They're very good at the line of scrimmage. A lot of continuity on the offensive line. We know it starts there. They got a good receiving core, arguably the best duo in the league. And so whoever's at quarterback, I think you're looking at a former five-star in Ty Simpson, I think he's going to do a pretty decent job in DeBoer's offense, and the guy can coach. So let's say that. As for Napier, that's another curious one, right? I put him in the Hugh Freeze category. It's boom or bust. You know, the Gators have a lot of momentum. You know, they finished the last four games on a four-game win streak, albeit against, you know, somewhat mid-competition. I think Ole Miss was in there too, though, and that was a pretty significant win for the Gators. Does Napier have it turned around? I mean, he's got a new football building humming. He's pretty – is Lagway healthy? I mean, there's a lot of questions there with the Florida Gators. It could go – it really could go either way. And do the Gators stand behind Napier, or is this a, you know, a temporary reprieve? Are they really all in on Billy? And how much of Billy keeping his job was not being able to get Kiffin? You know, that was happening. They were in the process of trying to buy this guy out, and it was a remarkable turnaround, and you had to appreciate Billy Napier's poise. And, you know, I thought, I don't want to say he leaned on religion, but I thought he had, you know, he showed a fair amount of faith, and, you know, it kind of had a happy ending. But, you know, this league, man, it's not what have you done for me lately, it's what are you going to do for me next? And Florida is ready to be back on top. They think they belong there. I'm going to say a little bit of that Florida arrogance returned. And it's going to be challenging. It's going to be this league is it's unbelievable, guys. And you can feel it in the building.
No doubt.
There's a lot of optimism. But every program, every one of them has questions. Every team, every coach has a question to answer. And let's face it, the SEC hasn't won the last two national titles. And there's questions about that, too. And then the earth's shaken. You know, with the fallout from House versus NCAA and how the portal operates and how these NIL deals are going down and how are they going to police it. I mean, it is a really head-spinning time in college athletics and certainly in the SEC in football.
And it sounds like, I know we got to cut you loose, Mike. We'll talk next time about the 9 conference games, because I'm so sick and tired of the SEC equivocating on this. I understand the logic if the College Football Playoff Committee isn't going to respect strength of schedule. But just real quick, don't you think at some point, is it going to be, are they going to get this thing hammered out for 2026?
Well, I mean, they have to make a decision pretty soon. I can't see how they would go to 9 at this stage of the game. You know, as beat up as the teams were at the end of last season, the attrition is real. You know, the fact that the Big Ten is trying to dictate this decision, they've kind of backed Sankey into a corner, and he basically said yesterday he feels like he's holding a good hand. And, you know, look, if they don't go to 9 games and the Big Ten doesn't want to get on board with the 5-11, Sankey says that's fine. We'll stick with 12-team playoff, and that'll work for the SEC. One way or another, you know, this league's going to be contending, and they're going to have some teams in the playoff. And, you know, maybe last year was a bit of an aberration, with a fourth-place team from the Big Ten winning a national championship. Wouldn't have even been the playoff the year before. And we'll see what this new College Football Playoff Selection Committee will do. It's like a new jury, right? You're bringing in Mark D'Antonio and Ivan Maisel. Could change the temperature in the room a little bit.
Mike Griffith, great job. Always great talking with you, man. Dog Nation, follow him. We'll see you tomorrow down there, man, for a day 3 of SEC Media Days. Appreciate
you.
All right.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Murph's. We got to get out of here. Our man Chris Goforth has the wrap-up show for the SEC, and he's going to have all the sound bites, right, all the info for you from 6 to 7, and then our man Turtle will have the night show. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.